Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you want to share it with our listeners and us, you submit it as show prep to the website, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, the most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So the number, 800-259-9231, as always, you are invited to bring up anything that you want. We're going to start out with a story that, unfortunately, has become too commonplace. I'm actually surprised it's being reported on, because it's so commonplace, it seems, that, news is really something that reports on things that are unusual. In this case, we hear these things at least multiple times a year, twice a year, I think, at minimum, where small children are being threatened by the police over running things like lemonade stands or ice cream stands, or in this case, Girl Scouts.
Yeah, you know, it's dog bites man at this point. It's not even an unusual story.
I guess it still gets the coverage, and I'm glad it is. I guess it still gets the coverage because they're little children.
Oh, like, it's a cute little girl here.
When us adults, we try to run a business and we get threatened, well, that's not news. Because that's the way things are supposed to be, right? You're not supposed to run a business in America without begging permission from some bureaucracy first.
I think it's shocking for people because most people have the experience, I'm just guessing here, that most people have the experience of having run something like a lemonade stand out in their front yard or, you know, some such thing.
In a neighborhood, I remember that when I was
a kid. That kind of thing, in order to make a few bucks. Most kids don't do it for very long. It's not like kids go out there day after day, week after week, year after year, opening up their watered-down Kool-Aid stand.
It wears off. The novelty wears off.
Right. Every time I see one of these things, I stop, and I buy the watered-down Kool-Aid that the kid is selling. Because, to me, the most important thing that you can give a kid is an entrepreneurial spirit. I think that's the very best thing in life is to show somebody how you provide a service for somebody else, and they'll provide you with some money, and everybody benefits. Rather than all the other crappy things that they're taught in school. About how let's all put all our crayons together in one big pile, and then we'll just all use the crayons we need. And then all the crayons will get broken and torn up, and some kids will chew on them and eat them, because that's what the tragedy of the commons is,
right,
kid.
Because they're not yours.
When nobody owns anything, nobody treats anything like it's theirs. So anyway, let me go on.
So what happened? Where did this transpire?
From myfoxatlanta.com.
Okay.
Cop shuts down Girl Scout cookie stand.
Well, at least they've stopped murdering 90-year-old women in their homes at night due to drug raids. Now they're just picking on Girl Scouts.
Well, this isn't Atlanta. This is Villarica. Villarica, Villarica, I'm not sure which. Some Villarica Girl Scouts were in for a shock Wednesday when a police officer came by their cookie booth and shut it down. The troop was told that they had to have a permit to sell Girl Scout cookies. When scouts from Troop 7984 and their parents went to sell cookies, they say they never dreamed they'd end up spending the afternoon at the police department.
Wow.
The Girl Scouts said they thought they were in big trouble when Villarica police officer approached their cookie stand and told them they'd have to pack it up.
Mm.
We were just having fun. I was wearing a cookie costume and Daisy was holding a sign, said Jaden Crook. I was behind the table helping a few customers buy, and the police showed up, and I thought it was a customer. But then my sister came up and said we were in big trouble, said, oh my goodness, Brinehe Singleton? I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. These kids' names these days, you know, parents, all these new names, I'm not sure. The troop was set up on the side of the road in a business parking lot off the North Van Wert Road. The police department said they were supposed to have a permit to sell.
Doesn't matter, little missy, if that business owner told you that you could sell here. We own you, see?
No, the police department said that they were supposed to have a permit to sell, even if they were on private property.
That's what I'm saying. The business owner told them, went and asked permission from the business owner if they could sell cookies. Like, Mark, when you and I were down in Sarasota, Florida, frequently the Girl Scouts would sell out in front of Publix. They have permission to do those things.
So
the business owner.
Watch how this occurs here, okay? One day later, the troop, the parents said that they were upset with how the situation was handled. One day later, the troop got their permit, Now, they got it fast-tracked. You know that this wouldn't happen for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the politician sees an opportunity. And the mayor promised the troop a pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
The troop said that that they have their permit and they will keep on selling cookies. Now, you know...
Wow.
I don't know which part of this I like the least.
Despicable.
You know?
So despicable.
Because, obviously, the mayor is pandering here.
Totally.
He's getting his, he's getting a few extra votes from these parents. Look, I came and saved you.
Yeah.
Now, these cops were honestly following the law. The law itself stinks in this circumstance. Now, I don't know how I would
be ashamed.
I don't know how I would write this thing. That's what they're supposed to do, Ian.
No, Mark. That's what they claim they're supposed to do. They claim that they're supposed to blindly enforce the law, but that's a bunch of crap.
If the law was written properly, they could go ahead and exclude, say, kids under the age of 14.
They always have the ability to use discretion. In any instance,
they do have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
However, you know, who's here? Who's the hero here? The mayor, then? He used discretion, didn't he? He's giving him a pizza party, Ian.
I wonder if the taxpayers are paying for the pizza party.
Of course they are. But maybe the mayor. I mean, you know, Chuck E. Cheese isn't that expensive. Maybe the mayor's, doing it on his own. I don't know.
He's getting paid by the taxpayers.
Indeed. But you didn't answer the question. The mayor's using discretion here.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well,
meaning his discretion.
You're claiming
discretion
the cop would do the right thing by ignoring this circumstance and going on his way. You know, he probably could ignore that.
He could have bought a damn box of cookies like everybody else.
But the mayor's using discretion here and then saving the Girl Scouts from the gaping jaws of the justice system, right?
I suppose you could say he's using discretion in that he's being is using discretion only used when you opt out of doing something? Or is it, I suppose it could be used when you opt into doing something. I'm not sure.
Seems like that's discretion.
Okay,
yeah.
So what? What's your point?
Well, I'm saying, if you're saying that the cops are should be ashamed for
yes.
not using discretion, then you should be applauding the mayor for using discretion.
Well, no.
However, we
he
know here
use
that the mayor is a slimy guy who's enterprising
yes.
the fact that Girl Scouts were snatched up here. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the legislator's fault in the from the get-go. I don't think anybody needs a permit to sell. I think that's silly. But if you're going to require these permits and you don't want to look stupid, you should make the permits for people over the ages of 14 or something like that. However, I don't know how this would go. Is a parent going to then put their 7-year-old in charge, quote-unquote, in charge of their sandwich stand that then is unpermitted, and they're going to sell delicious
sandwiches? How about we just not have permits, Mark? I mean, didn't we just talk about this yesterday, or was it the day before, when we were talking about regulations and how they are nothing but protection, typically, for existing businesses and people that are in a whatever given industry, that these boards, these regulatory boards, are essentially, you know, staffed by people that have been in the business for a long time in order to create regulations that keep new people out of the business. How about we just get rid of permits entirely and let people do what they want with their own damn property? If there's a noise issue, then that could be perhaps something that is dealing with.
There's an issue of public property also. If the sidewalk out in front of my hot dog store is a public property, and therefore some guy with a hot dog cart comes and sets up in front of my hot dog store, that I have to pay the rent on and the power and all those other things.
That's tragedy of the commons,
it
as
is
you mentioned earlier, so
commons.
That should go away. Private property should replace the idea of a public property. That way private property owners can set whatever rules they want. So clearly if it was private property, then those situations wouldn't occur.
So anyway, I
so it's
have
a happy ending, right? The little girls, they got a pizza party and they got their permit and the rules were bent just for them.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. Is the bureaucrats bent the rules in order
to make themselves look good. But they learned an important lesson, didn't they, Mark?
Which, you've got to go get a permit.
That's right. You can't do business in this country unless you've asked permission first, because it's the land of the free, kids. We'd love to know if you actually think that somebody needs a permit, whether we're talking about little girls with the Girl Scouts, or we're talking about some kids setting up a lemonade stand, or we're talking about an adult selling soda pop. Do you think that people should have to beg permission?
They have to have it for even the yard sales and things like
in
that.
In some places.
Tag sales or garage sales, whatever you want to call them in your section of the country. You have to have them just in many municipalities to have you have to have a permit.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. Do you support that? And if so, please explain or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 5 main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in 3 delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can enjoy the website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free, including the webcam, which allows you to watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And know that the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers add up to 99% off of list price. They have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
Now, there must be somebody out there that thinks that the Girl Scouts shouldn't be able to sell their cookies without a permit. At least that's what happened in, where was it again, Mark?
It was
somewhere near
Atlanta,
Georgia.
Villa something or other, Rico.
Villa Rico?
Yeah. Villa Rica
in Georgia, where police basically told some little girls running a Girl Scout cookie stand that they, even though they had permission from the business owner where they had set the stand up in his parking lot, that they needed permission from mommy government first. You can't just be selling these Girl Scout cookies. They might be poisoned. I mean, what is the excuse, right? Is there any reasonable, rational idea as far as why this should happen? Can somebody please explain this to me? 1-800-259-9231. Besides just we own you.
It's to keep things orderly, I guess, is what the claim would be. You can't just set up businesses willy-nilly all over the place. This is a parking lot. It's meant for parking, not for setting up businesses.
So I'd like to get your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Of course, you're also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Neil, listening in Kentucky to WGBF in Indiana. Hello, Neil.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I think you just ought to leave the ones who put out these licenses and stuff, permits, leave them alone. I'm just saying. A friend of mine says you need to leave that alone.
Wait, leave who alone? I'm sorry.
Leave it alone, the permits. Let them have permits.
Who? Want us to leave the government people alone and just sit back and say nothing as they threaten people over trying to do business?
Well, they're my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Who? The government people?
They're in the guys that are doing this are in the family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
What I called about was the fact that... there is no real reason other than to build revenue.
It's indeed a revenue stream. The government wants to get the money out of you before you make or lose anything in business. They're going to get some money out of you for
any
a permit.
Any business has to have a permit to run their business. And now it's state and city and county. You got to get all these different permits and stuff. I do understand regulating something like food or regulating, like the plumbers union.
Do you understand that?
I understand that, you don't want shoddy work.
Oh, well, you must be confused.
You can get shoddy work out of you could get shoddy cookies out of these Girl Scouts.
Well, no, but
that's true too. So you got a good point.
Have you ever had a licensed contractor do a shoddy job?
That's true. Yeah. I'm wrong. but I can understand their thinking because that's how they convince us that we really need it.
So let me tell you a quick story. I told this a couple of nights ago on the show, but I'm sure you weren't listening. I was at a...
How do you know?
There's just a chance. This is the weekend show. The chances are good you weren't listening. The weekend show tends to not be listened to. The weekend and weekday audiences tend to be different. So I was getting my teeth cleaned by those gals that clean teeth. And she had a certificate on the wall. And I was just kind of mentioning how it probably costs a lot to renew that every year and, how it's kind of silly. And she could make more money if she didn't have it. But she said, but this is – and I explained, that, hey, look, mechanics don't have these certifications licenses from the government, although they do have individual certifications from private companies. And she said, but ours is important. People can kill you cleaning your teeth if it's done improperly. And I'm not exactly. She didn't explain how that was done. I'm like, you don't have brakes on your car?
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how each individual person in their area says, it's important that we have licenses to keep other people from competing with me because my business is important.
Right. Right. And in this, I know this is a stretch, but follow me on this. I can remember when. If you wore a Coca-Cola T-shirt or if you painted your car with cool cigarettes on the car, they paid you to do it. Now, we're paying extra money to buy their shirts to advertise for them. It's the way they move our mindset from one place to the other and say, you've got to have a permit. I mean, the poor little girls, I don't care if they're selling cookies or doing brain surgery, you got to have a permit.
Thanks for your thoughts tonight, Neil. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, to add to the story that you already told once this week, Mark, I didn't mean to mention last time when you told it, and I didn't, that automotive technicians, many of them are what they call ASE certified.
Yeah, or Mr. Goodwrench or something like that.
Yeah. What are those?
Those are certifications.
Huh. Well, what does that mean?
That means that the private market can go ahead and certify somebody probably better, probably more effectively than the government can. And somehow or another, we can exist in a world where there are ASC-certified mechanics and Goodwrench, Mr. Goodwrench certified mechanics or whatever. I don't know everything about this stuff. And there are not. And you can choose between the two of them. Right. And somehow we are not sucked into a spinning vortex of chaos that destroys Western civilization. People could die. You know, and I just... Yeah. It tickles me. And, you know, I know plumbers. I got it. But somehow in Florida, you've got to be certified by the state of, like, somebody in Tallahassee knows exactly whether or not you can be a certified contractor.
No, they just know if you've paid up.
You're going to run away with people's money. But up here in New Hampshire, there is no certification for a contractor. Anybody can build a house if they want to. And
Wait a minute.
Our houses have been here for 300 years.
Well, that's an exaggeration.
They tear down those things in Florida after 40. Who wants to live in this little cinder block thing? We must tear it down and build a giant mansion on this postage stamp.
So I think that pretty much lays it out there. I mean, the government regulations are nothing more than a cover for a group of men and women who are doing business at the threat of violence. They attempt to try to portray themselves as the heroes out there keeping everybody safe from bad contractors and ripoffs.
But in fact, it's the vast majority of builders and plumbers and auto mechanics and teeth cleaners and all those folks who do a good job that make the government inspectors look good because they do the good job, and the inspectors don't have to do anything.
Because they have
competition. Anybody in the restaurant industry will tell you that when the government comes through, if they don't have a problem with your boss for some reason, you know, they get a meal, they look at the ceiling, they look at the floor, they don't see any rats scurrying around. Oh, you're signed off for another 2 years or whatever it is But in fact, it's the franchisee inspections and those kind of things that are really rigorous. Those are
far
the ones
more
you,
so.
Yeah, you have to really do something for. When companies police themselves, you'll often see far better policing than you will by the government.
Yeah, and it's not just the company policing itself. It's also the threat of competition. I mean, the fact that their employees
that's
could
why
go
they're
somewhere,
policing themselves.
Right. That's their employees could go somewhere else. Their customers can go somewhere else.
They could get sued for bad food.
You can take control here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Get the government out of regulation and allow the marketplace to provide competitive certifications available on a consensual basis. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up anything.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Also, your chance at a 2-pack of the Totesac coming up. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit and give you the contest lines at that time. Our phone numbers for you to dial in and bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. Of course, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download and get as many of them as you want. They go all the way back to late 2006. All of those archives are totally free for you, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get a .anything over there at HostGator.freetalklive.com. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. So whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. You'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use the portal that we've created for HostGator, that's HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. You can go to HostGator.com and get all these other things I've mentioned, but you get your first month completely free by going through HostGator.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about permits, regulations. What started the conversation is yet another story of some basically children, Girl Scouts, that were targeted because they were running a Girl Scout cookies booth, and they
were
pulled.
A surprise! I mean, you know, the only time I see Girl Scouts, they've got cookies in their hands, you know, or an order form.
They were told that they can't do that. You've got to go and fill out a permit form, which means you're begging permission. When you're asking for permission to do something, you are putting yourself in the role of saying, "I am subservient to you." Oh, almighty government workers, I am the one who is serving you. Right. I am the one who is obeying your every demand.
And I thought that the Constitution was kind of set up so that we would each individually be a country of sovereigns. You know, the folks of the Revolutionary War, they fought a war against a king. They're, you know, we don't need your type around here anymore, that kind of thing. We'll each be kings of our own little property. And so you would think on your own property, you'd be able to do business as you wish. But
surprise,
step by
surprise.
Step, degree by degree, it all gets taken away.
Yeah, let's talk to you, get your thoughts. Of course, you're welcome to also bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Ladies come first. Betsy is on the line listening to WFLA in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to comment on the police officer that was giving the Girl Scouts, I guess, a hard time about not having a permit. Mm-hmm. Typically on situations like that, police officers are usually responding to somebody complaining.
Yeah.
You know, and I, as far as the police's discretion is concerned, I don't think they necessarily saw the incident and you know, initiated the stop on their own. They probably went ahead and was called by somebody else who.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
However,
so,
they can still use discretion.
Well, I mean, did he cite them with a fine, or did, you know, is there anything that he probably was told?
He threatened
by
them and demanded they stop doing the.
Well, he said that they're going to have to stop.
But typically, you have, what I'm saying is that they're only going to respond if somebody's complaining to whoever the authorities might be, and in this instance too, which there's a little bit of irony there, the authority is probably the local government, the mayor. His local government is, you know, is probably the group that had the ordinance or adopted the ordinance that said, you know, hey, we have to have a permit to sell things on the right of way or whatever it may be.
Right.
That's a local government function, not necessarily the state government.
Right. We didn't say it was the state government.
No,
if we use the term state, then we meant in general for government.
She's just pointing out that you said cops had discretion.
And they do.
They have a certain level. Well, what are they going to tell the complainant? I mean, the person who complained has
get a life.
They have to pay for cops. That's their, you know, they're forced to pay through their property taxes, and that's the law. Cops are there to enforce the law. They are law enforcement officers. You call them.
Mm-hmm.
The only time the cops will refuse to enforce the law is when it's on other cops. Otherwise, they're generally going to go ahead and they're going to enforce the law if that's the law. You know,
they could tell the complainant.
The caller's absolutely right.
They could tell. What are you talking about? They can tell the complainant, we've investigated the situation, determined we're not taking any action. Have a nice day.
Well, it depends on if they're acting in the role of an actual police officer, or is it this a code enforcement officer who can choose to cite them with a ordinance violation or whatever that they may be. I don't know that the report said anything about
it. It doesn't matter to me whether they're going to call it a code violation or a criminal.
No, but I'm just saying on who's responding. You know,
this says a police officer responded, and that the families had to spend the afternoon at the police department.
And
I don't know whether that means they went there to complain, you know, and shake their Girl Scout badges at them, or whether they went there because they were forced to go. I don't know the answer.
That's actually a good point, because we don't know exactly what they're there for. But the irony that I was trying to point out is you mentioned that the mayor later on went back and said, hey, I'm going to have a pizza party for you. It's probably his agency, the city council or town council, whatever it may be, that adopted this ordinance and that instituted it and you know, that are
he probably signed it. Somebody in his position signed this little ordinance into law.
Yeah. Well, I don't care whose law it is. I don't care if it's the city government or the state government. It's wrong, and people need to be left alone. Don't you agree?
Well, it depends on, you know, each community is left up to its own.
Well, no. See, the communities don't have rights. Only
there's
individuals.
There's a busybody in every community. So
only
that's a bit of a dodge.
Only individuals have rights. So I don't care if the rest of the people don't want, or you know, if a portion of the people don't want me to sell my Girl Scout cookies or have my daughter sell Girl Scout cookies. I don't care what they think. It's my property.
I mean,
I should be able to do that with my daughter if that's what we want to do.
There's a lot of things that are regulated on people's private property. For example,
that doesn't matter. That's what?
No, it does matter. This is another regulation.
Right, so you're using the excuse. You're using the excuse that because there's always been tyranny, that we should have a little bit more, right?
No, I'm trying to finish a sentence.
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that there is going to be regulations in any society. We just are not going to have chaos. I mean, it's and I'm sure you're not saying.
Ma'am, I live in New Hampshire, where there's a place called Grafton. They don't have any zoning regulations whatsoever.
Are you actually in New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh well, that's one of the areas they're very strong not having any government regulation, but there are other communities that need it. Actually,
so would you support then? Would you then support what happened to the Girl Scouts in this case?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what all the facts are. I mean,
wow,
you
can even slime your way out of that question. It's amazing to me. Are you a politician?
No.
Do you work for the government?
Yes.
What's your department?
Well, come on.
I'm an attorney.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Gee, what a surprise. She supports the regulations. Oh, why is that? Because attorneys write them, typically, and attorneys get paid to enforce, you know, to consult for governments and work for governments and enforce these laws. And, of course, a lot of attorneys run for political office so they can create more laws so them and their attorney buddies can have more laws that people can be violating and hire them to defend them on.
It is the government of the lawyers, for the lawyers, by the lobbyists.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe, Roger is listening to WSNO in Barrie, Vermont. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Roger. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I think you guys are absolutely correct in everything that you're saying.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you support chaos and just people starting their own businesses without?
That's what you guys have in Vermont there, where people have businesses right out of their homes. You've got chaos.
Hold on, Roger. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. I'd love to get some more thoughts from you, if you don't mind. We'll come back with Roger. I want to make sure we give you the two-pack of the Totisac, though, right now. If you want to be able to bring the groceries back in from the car, for me, it's one trip. The Totisac makes it happen. It's an awesome little handle that will help you do this task. Go to Totisac.us, TOTASAK.us, to learn more about it, to order a family pack. That's Totisac.us. But if you call now, you'll win a two-pack. Call 603-435-1105. It's our special contest line. It's 603-435-1105 to win a two-pack of the Totisac. More Free Talk Live coming up.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. We've got Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore with dozens of categories and, I don't know, millions of items. It seems like they've got quite a few things. If you're looking for something, odds are good Amazon sells it, and you can enter Amazon through our special link over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see international links for Amazon as well. So shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you've been paying attention to any kind of financial news, you know the other shoe is about to drop when it comes to, well, the United States status, the dollar as the world reserve currency. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to look like when the currency collapses, but when it does, you're probably going to want to have some gold and silver on hand so that you can use it as, say, a barter currency at that time, maybe a hedge against inflation if things don't get quite as bad as I imagine, perhaps an investment. I mean, gold and silver have both shot up over the last couple of years. Maybe you've looked into getting gold and silver. It's been confusing to you. Maybe you just don't know where to go buy. Free Talk Live has made it easy for you. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have gold and silver pieces there intended to not get you to buy a bunch of collector coins or anything like that, just to get gold and silver into your hands if that's what you want to have. Also, we have a layaway plan. There's a telephone number there you can call. If you don't have enough money to buy gold and silver right now, you can put it on layaway and pay every time you get your paycheck. You know you should be saving this stuff. We make it easy for you. Gold.freetalklive.com.
We're continuing to discuss permits, regulations. What started this was that some Girl Scouts had their stand threatened by the police, threatened to be shut down, and it's not an uncommon story. Kids have lemonade stands and things like that threatened quite frequently across the country. But it brings up the main issue of, well, it shouldn't just be kids that are exempted from these laws. These laws shouldn't exist in the first place.
When they do it to kids, it looks really bad.
Right. It looks awful for them. But the principle is still the same, Mark. Just because you happen to be an adult doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to do business without asking somebody's permission. If you have the right to pursue happiness, then that's all part of that right. The right to pursue happiness means for me to be happy, I need to be providing people with products and services that make them happy, so they'll give me what it is that I want that I can use to make my life better. I mean, that's my pursuit of happiness. But I can't do it unless I beg permission first. In most places, there are probably some places where you can, but in most places in this country, there are plenty of regulations and laws and permits and such that get in your way, and we had this government lawyer call in to say, well, because there are other regulations, this regulation's fine too, which is, of course, how we got to where we are. When somebody, whoever it was, passed the first regulation, however many, you know, 100 years ago or whatever,
yeah,
that people went along
thou
with.
Thou shalt not shod horses upon this thoroughfare between noon and 6 p.m. on the Lord's Day.
As soon as people looked at that and said, oh, yeah, that sounds reasonable, we'll go along with that, that was the beginning of the end, because then it was another 100 after that and another 1,000 on top of that, and now there are so many regulations you couldn't even possibly know what they all are.
A regulation is some other guy telling you what you can do on your property. I'm not
at the threat of violence.
Well, yeah, like I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna stick that horseshoe right up your butt if you don't do what I say.
Let's talk to Roger. He's been waiting patiently, listening in Vermont in the Barrie area to WSNO. Roger, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I think you guys are right on. I'm a 54-year-old man, and never in my life have I seen the disdain and just the utter attack on corporate America and business owners and people who are out there trying to make a living. You know, this whole situation is fundamentally goes down to why does government exist? And most politicians will tell you that government exists to settle conflicts and solve problems. But what they fail to understand is that we have this incredible thing in the United States called the free market system that handles things way better than they ever could or do. And ultimately, in the end, when you look at the situation from top to bottom, it's ridiculous. It is not most of it. Except in rare, extreme cases, is organized crime. It's a tax
Absolutely.
On the business owner to
That's
keep
all
operating.
It is. It's a protection racket all the way. And, you know, I agree with almost everything you said except for the claim that there is a free market in this country. There is a market, but it's not free because there's
it's
all kinds of regulations.
It's trying to be free.
Right. The market would love to be free, but there are all kinds of...
Yes, I agree with you there as well, but... Right. But you look at it at the way that we here we are with the housing meltdown, the banking meltdown, all of these cases where government had to get involved and regulate, and ultimately, what did they end up doing? Making it 4 trillion times worse.
Yep,
they regulate us right into poverty.
Yep.
Thanks for your thoughts, Roger. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's bring Madonna on, listening in Janesville, Wisconsin, to WCLO. Hello, Madonna.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, you know, we do have our rights until they make new laws to exempt that right and take it away from us. And when you get, you know, to the Girl Scouts, they're not alone, because if you want to maybe fix up, add something to your house or put on a roof, you know, there's a permit that you have to buy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Their way of extorting more money from us. And
Absolutely.
It will continue on and on. They'll always dream up something new. But as far as the Girl Scouts having to pay this, do you realize how little they get from their cookie sales?
I bet it's not much. You know, I would think that, like, the Girl Scouts U.S., you know, like the big organization would be, I would imagine, the cookies probably have to go through a cookie manufacturer, then through Girl Scouts U.S. or Girl Scouts International or whatever,
yes.
And then perhaps through the pack, and then on down to the den.
Is that how it works, Madonna?
Well, I know the den gets very little. They're den leaders and Girl Scout leaders. They're all volunteers. They get no pay whatsoever.
Sure.
But the ones at the top, they make very good money.
I bet they do. Especially at, what is it, $6 a box or something crazy like that?
I buy them every year.
They're getting smaller, and the price goes up.
Yep.
They continue to flourish and so much that they fund Planned Parenthood.
Really?
Yes. And because of that, I have not bought a Girl Scout cookie since the 70s.
Now, what is the objection to Planned Parenthood? I'm just curious.
Parenthood does a lot of good, but Planned Parenthood does a lot of damage to the unborn babies.
What does that mean?
Government funds Planned Parenthood, too. There's just, you know, there's so much that really is done in this world that is wrong, and we just keep going downhill. But I, you know,
I totally understand where you're coming from. But what is it that they do to the unborn babies at Planned Parenthood? Do they abort them? Abortions at Planned Parenthood?
Yes, absolutely, they do.
That's abortion.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they offered those services there. I thought that they offered contraceptive services and educational services. But I
know they offer that, too.
They actually did abortions at the Planned Parenthood location.
You know, and everybody's got their opinion on it, but I think people need to know that if that's the truth. I couldn't say that's the truth. I mean, I think people should look it up online to make sure. But if that's so, then I think that you know, the average person that's buying cookies ought to know that.
Well, also, if the Girl Scouts need a permit, then, you know, the National should buy that permit for them.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Kevin listening to KBBO in Yakima, Washington. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I just want to comment, you know, just say, hey, thank you guys for doing this radio show. It's awesome. I live in Yakima, Washington. It's kind of a conservative town, so it's a breath of fresh air to hear you guys.
Well, we've been there, actually. Yakima is one of our oldest, longest-running affiliates.
Really?
So, yeah, you can get us every weekend.
That's awesome, yeah, because every weekend I listen to you guys, and it's awesome every time.
So what are your thoughts tonight?
Well, I want to comment really quickly on the whole permit issue. You know, I kind of do think it's really ridiculous about that. I guess from my point of view, more or less, is I do a public access show, television show here in Yakima. And there's this one time here a few years ago where we kind of got harassed about having a video permit or having to have a film permit when we were on location once. So, honestly, I think permits are, you know, kind of ridiculous. You'd be able to do what you want.
What happened to you in that case? I mean,
it's actually kind of a funny story, actually. We were on location one day, and I can't remember the exact story, because what we do is it's kind of a talk show, sketch-based TV show. And what happened was we were on location one day, and we were doing a sketch where we were peeing, quote unquote. We had a little device with a pump on it. We were pumping apple juice out of, making it look like we were peeing on things. And we actually went up to the city hall here in town. We did it there.
Really? And they gave you trouble?
Well, at the city hall.
I love the idea of peeing on city hall. That's hilarious. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We're going to move on here. Our number two is next. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231.
These bureaucrats are out of control.
It's Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.